Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for our weekly overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen here with members of my DJB crew, I guess I was going to say. The DJB program. Right. See, Victoria, you've got me tripping over myself because you made me so self-conscious about the word program.
And Go ahead. You can use it.
Oh, thank you. All right, so Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Jennifer's off this week. We are here to go through the top 10 stories of the week, according to the listing at Talkers Magazine. And you can find that at talkers.com. You can also find the list every week on our social media and on the website djvshow.com. Let's go through the story list. There are people associated with the story list, although I must say some of the stuff is somewhat repetitive. So let's try to spend our time, ladies, on the newer things that are on the list this week. For example, Dave Chappelle has at number 10. Is this another made-up controversy based on the cancel culture, political correctness? Nobody seems to be able to say anything. We were talking about the teacher. Where was it, Jay, that was wearing the headdress? Where was that?
That was in Riverside, California.
Riverside, California. Yeah, the home of political correctness. Good heavens. How in the world could she have thought of that? So anyway, all that whole political correctness, cancel culture stuff, I guess Chappelle is the poster boy this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real story in the sense that there are some workers who walked out and protested at Netflix for allowing that to, or allowing his comments to, you know, I guess go unchecked in that comedy special. It's not necessarily about Dave Chappelle. It's really more about the way Netflix chose to handle it, which, you know, Ted Sarandos said that, you know, he regrets the way it was handled. It was a big mess, and it didn't look good for Netflix at all. And the other irony is, which is a lot of people are pointing out, Dave Chappelle, who is railing against cancel culture, you know, he's allowed to go forward and have his anti-trans comments, and they're pretty cruel. And I'm a Dave Chappelle fan, but you know, some of the stuff he said was pretty cruel. And yet, the trans people who work for Netflix, who protested this, who said like this isn't okay that a company I work for is putting this kind of stuff out, they were the ones who got fired. So they were the ones who got canceled. So it's kind of like it's a big mess. It really is. It's a big mess.
But what creates this big mess? What is there about people? I get that there are some things that are offensive that maybe when people of good faith and honor, when they say things, they think, oh, gee, wish I hadn't said that. But then the other side of it is everybody is so critical. Everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. At some point, we're not going to be able to talk about anything or talk about anybody or have a focus on anything because it'll all be verboten because it's politically incorrect. You can see the world shrinking when it comes to opportunities to actually really converse on issues because they get eliminated by some imaginary, some focus that's out there in the ethos that says, ooh, this is bad. Well,
I agree with that in some cases where that does close off the opportunity for dialogue, and I think that's a problem.
You're not going to stop it by just saying you can't talk about it. The people, and as a matter of fact, I think that you can make an argument that a lot of the upset, a lot of the de rigueur, a lot of the people that are making trouble are doing it because they feel like they've been shut down, that they can't express themselves, at least openly, so they get antisocial. You know, there are a lot of angry people in the world, and part of it, whether it's real in our minds or not, it's real in their minds, and they're angry. And so a lot of the stuff, you know, you could argue that the September 6th thing, in part, is because of the cancel culture.
January 6th.
Oh, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. But I know what you meant. Yeah, January 6th.
Yeah,
yep.
January 6th. Yeah. So anyway. All right, so that's the Chappelle story. Number nine, By the way, do you have any? There's lots of stuff trending with regard to Chappelle, Jay. Anything that's out of the ordinary, or is it all pretty much on the two sides? One side, he should be able to say what he wants. The other side, oh, that's horrible. That's terrible.
Yeah, yeah. You have defending both sides. Of course, Chappelle's a comedian, and he makes fun of everybody, and his jokes are designed to get people talking and thinking about certain things in the news.
Yep.
And he did just that. Although you have other people who are like, especially members of the LGBT community, who sometimes they just want to kiss whoever they're with in public, and you still have the hetero sexual community who are like, why are you shoving it in our face?
That
you're
that agenda.
And it's like,
crap.
No, yeah. And it's like, people are just acting the same way that other people act when they love somebody.
All right, number nine, our relationship with China and what's happening. Maybe the best example of what's going on in terms of our direct relationship with China this week, Victoria, is that movement by the chip maker to move its build plants here, in fact, and to make chips here to compete with some of the Chinese companies that are doing, obviously they're not doing enough because we find a shortage of chips by the billions. The automobile industry is a perfect example of something that really hasn't moved ahead yet. You can't find a car lot that has many new cars or trucks on it these days still. And this is, once again, we're not holding the Chinese responsible for the debacle that came out of Wuhan. This is just another example. And so I'm very supportive of something like this because I think all this stuff needs to be moved back here as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Well, and Micron makes the an interesting point that the reason that we're in this in this supply chain crisis, and I think it's fair to call it a crisis when you look around at car dealerships, there's a Mercedes-Benz car dealership where the extra lot, the lot where they park all the extras,
the overflow lot.
I drive by it every day and it's normally completely full, like full, and it's completely empty now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and I have never seen anything like that. So anyway, Micron makes the point, and they are correct, that concentration in one area is the real issue here. And that's why we're in this supply chain issue. If we had other alternatives, if we could go to Canada, if we could go to Mexico, if we had more, you know, chip plants in America, we wouldn't have this issue. And that's a big problem. So I think Micron makes a really good point. They are diversifying into Japan and Singapore, and so not necessarily just China, Taiwan, and Korea, which is really where the concentration of chips are made right now. So I hope that the U.S. government has enough foresight to see, like, we need to invest in these companies. It does cost money. I know Republicans are all anti-spend, but sometimes you really do have to invest in something for the long run.
But there's a limit. How much spending can we do on some of these things? And I'm back to my original toot here about waste, fraud, corruption, the abuse of the system, the billions, trillions of dollars that are wasted every year in government procurement, sweetheart deals, no-bid contracts, all of that stuff. And that plays into it. So we take that money that we're now wasting and apply it to incentivizing people to come back here. The tax code is another another way of incentivizing businesses to establish themselves here with new plants and new employees. And then there'll be those people who say, well, we haven't got enough people to do the jobs we've got now. How can we bring more? I can hear that argument. Somebody's going to come up and we can't afford to encourage them because we don't, where is the labor going to come from? We're going to let all the illegals in to work in these plants. Yada, yada. Okay. Number eight this week is a focus on race relations, and I want to take a different tact here, ladies. That is the approach that the state, or not the state, was it the state? Now I'm going back to remembering the story about Japanese Americans getting degrees. Mm-hmm. Is that a private college, or was that a public
private
school?
USC.
Private. USC, that's right.
Yeah, the public colleges had already done that a while ago, so they're kind of late, but they're doing it now.
Well, they're doing it, and so that's a recognition factor, I guess, as much as anything else. The passing of Colin Powell, number seven. We'll talk about that in just a moment here.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. All right, number seven, passing of what most people on either side of the aisle consider to be one of the great American leaders of our time, Colin Powell passing away. There was controversy because at first people thought, well, it was COVID. He got COVID, but he had all the shots. He also had some other complications. He had blood cancer, and he also had Parkinson's, I think, ladies, didn't he? If I'm not
correct.
Mistaken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, this was just a complication. 84 years old, certainly pretty active up until the last couple of years. Always thought of as someone who thought things through, had intelligent comments. People listened to him as well they ought to because he was a moderate voice for both parties. And this kind of philosophical thinking is rare today. The guy accomplished great things in his life, didn't he, when you look at it? Where he came from.
Think he was very honest, and I think he was very human about the mistakes that, you know, he was a part of or decisions that he regretted.
Mostly going into Iraq.
Sure, yeah. And I think a lot of people have, I hope, a lot of people have a lot of respect for him. He mm-hmm. was a trailblazer as well.
Yeah, that's a good word for him. Trailblazer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number six. The situation with immigration, I thought it was pretty interesting this week that the Pentagon says about half of the Afghan evacuees are children. They're all on American bases, temporarily housed there. What does it mean, temporarily?
Well, they don't know where they're going to go, I guess, or they're figuring that out.
Yeah. So a lot of challenges here with the resettlement effort of Afghanistanis. 34% of the population adult men, 22% adult women, and then the rest of them are all the children. There's, according to the Department of Defense, 55,000 people from Afghanistan wandering around the country at some point?
They're not really wandering.
They're on bases. Right?
Yeah, they're not wandering around the country. Yeah.
Mm. Well, are they? So what are we going to do with them?
I don't know. We did talk about
leadership there.
On the DJV show a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how major corporations, Walmart, Amazon, I forget who the other, there was another big one, had pledged to hire them. Because they need, first of all, that's advantageous to the major corporations who need the help as well. It gives them, you know, they're no longer refugees if they're employed.
That's very true. Okay. Trending items coming up next here on the Talk Radio Review 20. One past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now here on the DJV program. Well, it's the DJV overview. It's the companion piece that goes with the official Talk Radio Countdown Show heard around the country. It's a two-hour presentation. Michael Harrison is in 1 hour. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And then I gather around my co-workers, co-hosts from the DJV program to work through the issues and the stories themselves, much as other talk radio hosts would do as we get to the end of the week. So Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner, following the comments on social media, number one on this list, people's thoughts of when you look at crime and violence, number five this week on the countdown. The Philadelphia train rape is right up there on the top of the list. What are people saying about this situation?
It's a horrible situation. So the chief of police originally said that it was a packed train, bystanders stood by and watched, some even grabbing out their cell phones, where the prosecutor, the district attorney, says that there's no proof that anybody grabbed their phones, and video footage from the train itself shows that people were coming on and off the train. They may not have known what they were witnessing. On DJ Gusso, yeah.
How do you look at something like that and not know what's going on?
That's what I was questioning, too. Yeah, how would you not know that's happening? Or did some people think that it was a consensual situation, maybe? Who knows?
Having sex on a train, even that. People, I cannot believe a word from anybody who says nobody had a phone out taking. People take a video of a cockroach crossing the road, for God's sakes. They're not going to take a picture of this or take a video of this. I don't believe a word of that. Do you?
So that's why the police are asking for anybody who is on the train, any witnesses to step forward. It's not against the law to see a crime and not report it. You can, you know, come forward if you do have video. They do have somebody's phone. They have one person's phone that had some footage. They have the footage from the train itself. But people on DJV's show socials, Mike Zadra says someone should have manned up and done something about this.
Hello. Yeah.
Laura Blankenship tweeted, the question many have is, why was the initial reaction for bystanders to grab their phones, if that happens to be true, if that was the case? Yep. Caribou242 asks, how a rape could even happen in public like this in America and no one do anything?
That's the question. Yep, that really is the question. Okay, up next on social media, the booster shot. Yes, no, maybe. Jab. Let's jab. Let's. It's gibberish about jabbing. Yes?
Yes. Yeah, mix and match. Should it be done? Would you do it? Jay Matthews says when her husband had his booster, they asked if she was getting one too, and she had said she had the other vaccine. And then they said, well, Moderna and Pfizer are the same.
Who said that?
The pharmacist, I guess?
The pharmacist, the people who were giving her husband the booster.
Huh?
Well, it's the same type. Yeah, I mean,
it is.
It's
mRNA.
The same type. So.
Yeah,
oh, that's
right.
Really comment. Mix and match. Ted Seraf pokes fun at mixing shots, recalling being at parties in college where everyone brought whatever drugs they had on them and would put them in a bowl and people would grab and eat them like gummy bears, following it up with only a dummy would do that. Where did you go to college, sir?
That was not my college
experience.
Wasn't going out of my college. All right, what other comments have you got from folks that are listening?
Mark Ebner also tweeted that information is going to continue to change as time passes and more testing is able to be done. Clearly, testing went well with subjects mixing the vaccines, so now they're telling us it's okay.
See, that's the thing with me. There's so much contradictory information, nobody knows what to believe. And the people who are apologists say, well, this is the first time we've done this, looking at this. Okay, that's, I get that. But then why be so resolute, the CDC saying, this is what you must do, when in fact they make themselves a laughingstock by changing what they tell people they must do a week or two later?
Well, and it's always scary when they change it back. You know, maybe they found new information. We can mix these shots. But what if down the road they're like, nope, that was a wrong call. Further down the road,
I think
unless
you got J&J, stick with what you got before. If you got Pfizer, get a Pfizer booster. If you got Moderna, get the Moderna booster. You know?
There it is. All right. 28 past the hour. Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A breakthrough COVID case at the U.S. Capitol. Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn Thompson tests positive for COVID. The Republicans saying Friday he's being treated at Walter Reed out of an abundance of caution. Thompson's office says he is vaccinated. They also say he's in good spirits. If you're looking to get a COVID booster shot, any shot will do. The CDC this week approving mixing and matching COVID shots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky Friday.
My understanding is that most people will have done largely well with the initial vaccine that they got and may express a preference very much for the original vaccine series they got, having done very well. There may be some people who might prefer another vaccine over the one that they received, and the current CDC recommendations now make that possible.
So if you got vaccinated with Pfizer, feel free to get a Moderna booster shot or vice versa. Dr. Anthony Fauci, though, telling CNN Friday, in general, it makes sense to go with what your original regimen was. This is USA Radio News. Gas prices now at a level we haven't seen in almost 7 years. In all 50 states, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded is over $3. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan telling Fox News Friday this shouldn't be a surprise.
From day one, this administration has been focused on shutting down the production of American energy, killing these great American energy jobs, you know, strong-arming financial institutions not to invest in American energy, killing pipelines.
This is the first time the average price per gallon in every state has been above $3 since 2014. AAA's national average now $3.38. Missouri with the lowest average, $3.01. California the highest, $4.54. President Biden giving up on one of his campaign proposals. Biden saying this week there's not enough support for free community college. The price tag over $45 billion over 5 years. Democrats now looking at other ways to help low-income students save on college, like increasing Pell Grants. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to our overview now, 34 past the hour, of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen here this week with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, going through the charts and the people list. I'm just going to go through the people list and then go back to the story list. Chappelle is at 10. Colin Powell is at 9. Zuckerberg, 8. Dennis Prager and Dan Bongino. I'm going to save that conversation for when Michael Harrison is here. Two talk radio hosts who are involving themselves in the COVID debate in rare and different ways, if you will. So, number 6, Liz Cheney and Steve Bannon. So how is there a connection? Cheney is not going along with the usual Republican thinking, and Bannon is in the crosshairs of the Democrats because he refuses to testify before some committee investigating. Is it just January 6th, or is it like the whole, they just want to get him? I think that's closer. The latter is closer to what the reality is. But he's thumbing his nose at them. And where's Cheney and all of that? Is there a connection? Because I didn't see it this week, if there was.
I'm assuming that she's still on the committee, right?
So yeah,
that would be her connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know specifically what her connection would be to Steve Bannon, except that they've all agreed to, you know, the House voted to hold him in contempt. So now it goes to the Department of Justice to see if they're actually going to move forward with criminal contempt.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was
Does anybody really care, though? I mean, this is.
I feel like, well, I mean, you know, I know that you've been sort of tired of it, but, you know,
at
this point, the same people, if they're going to run again, if Trump's going to run again in 2024, then I would want full transparency. What exactly happened? I mean, there are other members of the House who are now contradicting their stories that they were on the phone with Trump. Jim Jordan is one of them. He keeps saying, well, you know, I was on the phone with Trump and Trump, you know, was telling us to, you know, take cover or whatever. And then he said, you know, and then he changed his story. Well, I don't remember if it was before the insurrection or if it wasn't. It's just, I don't know. There's just so much shadiness going on.
There's plenty of that shady stuff going on. All right, and speaking of shady, Pelosi's on the list. She's very shady as far as I'm concerned. Trump, I don't quite get the impact of Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, number two or number three this week on the people list. It seems to be the same. It's kind of
well, that's the crux of the budget stuff. Well, it's the passing of the infrastructure bill. I mean, it all comes down to the two of them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Kyrsten Sinema, as she, you know, claims to be a Democrat, well, people on the left are not happy with her because she's not even in favor of things that the Democratic Party wants. And so it's kind of like, well, why are you here? And Joe Manchin has had that question tossed at him forever.
Well, why do you have to have like think? Why does it have to be?
Well, because she's supposed to represent the party. She's supposed to represent the party.
She's supposed to represent the people in Arizona who elected her.
The party of the people in Arizona are very unhappy with her. They're not happy with that.
That's not what I see. I see a lot of people in Arizona that like her. That's why she's doing what she's doing, because most people that are in the
She's facing a huge
Democrats.
Backlash, and there are plenty of people in Arizona who are Democrats who are not happy with her. So,
but see, the whole issue of that and like think, and if you're a Democrat, you have to think this way, and if you're a Republican, all the blue dog Democrats down south, they're as flexible and pliable. They're just as not as noisy about it as Manchin is. There are plenty of blue dog Democrats who are not going along with this either. Why do you think they don't have 100% concurrence with most of this stuff? As these people know,
well,
if they're elected in the South.
Moderates, yeah, but the moderates are going along with this. This is the super progressives who are still pushing for more and more and more.
Wow.
And then you've got Manchin and Sinema on the other side. Everyone else in the middle is on board with this. So it's really this is a fringe argument at this point.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of fringe elements that are in the conversational focus. So that takes care of the people list. Number four on the story list is a focus on Facebook and social media regulation, security, and at the top of the list is this boob Zuckerberg. So, but is he going to be able to control the situation, or will he be knocked down a few pegs by legislation?
Wow. That is a good question.
That's the question, right? I mean,
yeah,
no one has an answer to that, so, yeah, we don't know.
Well, does he need to be knocked down a peg or two?
Oh, I think a lot of people would agree on that, for sure.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
I think that's the circumstance. Okay, to have or not to have, that is the question. Number three this weekend, I think I said this earlier, sort of represents an interesting change where COVID has been on the top of the story list pretty much every week. Last week, I think, last couple of weeks, been a number two. But if you go back to March of 2020 and subsequent every week as we go through these charts, the number one issue and number one story has been the COVID thing, and it's not now. So does that represent the fact that we are now kind of either beyond the heightened peak interest and the fear-based thinking and all the stuff with the masks and the shots and this sort of thing? Or is it just that these other things, January 6th and the budget and infrastructure stuff, is more important? What do we think?
Well, it does kind of seem like, in terms of COVID, even though there's still new news coming and new developments, it's at a slower pace than before, whereas like, okay, now this is new information we found. Now we need this. Now there are new variants. It does seem like the information wheel has slowed a little bit.
I don't know, in my conversations, my daily conversations with family and friends, you know, COVID is still, it's very much a part of life. And the booster shots are now the thing. Because I'm booking an appointment for my husband and me to get our boosters, because we're
third
6
shot.
Months now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and trying to figure out, my parents have gotten Moderna. They've been waiting for guidance on Moderna. They're at 8 months now, practically. So, this is still, it may not be the top of what everyone's talking about, but in real life, it is.
In the conversations you're having with your friends, Victoria, are they the same? This is just, I'm curious. Are they the same conversations, or is it anything new that you guys talk about?
In terms of what?
COVID.
Well, I don't know. It's the same conversation, like I just said, we're talking about boosters now, and it's still, you know, the upcoming holidays. What are we doing for Thanksgiving? What is Christmas going to happen? I mean, those are all the things that, you know, that we're trying to plan for, but, you know, that's still over a month away, so we don't really know.
Well, it's still over a month away. I feel like it's going to be here before we know it. Yeah, the conversations I'm having with a lot of people, it's pretty much the same thing about the vaccines. Get the vaccine or don't get the vaccine. Wear a mask or not wear a mask.
I don't know anybody. I have no conversations about am I going to get it or not. I mean, that's, you know, our co-host Jen is the only person I know who's unvaccinated in my circle. So I don't, yeah, that's not a conversation we're having. Everybody's erring on the side of caution, and we have a lot of doctors in our group and extended family, and everybody's, you know, definitely very pro-vax, so that's not a conversation we're having. But
that's great.
All right, so here's the vaccine advisory group working for the Center for Disease Control voting to recommend booster doses of both either Moderna or Pfizer if you've had a J&J shot the first time around.
Yeah, that's the biggest news, I think, of the week. Is obviously J&J wants everybody to get another shot of their vaccine stuff because they want the money. But no, the truth is, if you have J&J, get one Moderna or get a Pfizer. That combination has shown very good results in all of the data that they have so far.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they. Okay, so before we get to number one and maybe a little more conversation about money and the budget and the Fed and all of that stuff, I think that there are a lot of people, the climate change thing always seems to work its way in as a secondary discussion, and this week is no different than anything else. At number six, there's a climate change focus. I see that the official U.S. forecast from NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric, say it again, Doug. There it is. Atmospheric Administration says the coming winter may be warmer. This is exactly in contrast to what the Farmer's Almanac has said, that it's going to be a sucky winter.
Yeah.
And so
this is the La Nina thing that has actually developed now. Because you know how you've asked us, is it El Nino or La Nina? Yeah, it's La Nina for sure now. Mm-hmm. And so, but this is really good news because, you know, as we know, heating costs are going to be really high this winter. So this is good news for people. If you're going to have a milder winter, then your heating bills, because the price of oil and natural gas are really high. And so this is good news for people's bank accounts.
So for those of you who are around the country wondering, drier than normal winter forecast for the southern region, wetter than normal winter for the Pacific Northwest, which is certainly where they need the rain, and the Rockies. Let's see here. Cooler and wetter conditions forecast across portions of the northern tier. Warmer and drier conditions for much of the southern tier. Let's see here. The entire southern half of the country and Midwest, like Ohio, the Ohio Valley and those areas, forecast to have warmer than average temperatures. And not as much snow, it would seem.
I'm
not going to be here, so it may be nervous to me, other than getting back and forth. But what it doesn't, if it's not really cold for at least 10 days to 2 weeks, I mean cold, 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 it doesn't get at the bugs. The bugs survive. If the winter is warmer, the bugs in the ground survive. So ticks and that ilk, which are killed by a good hard freeze. If we don't have a good hard freeze, then, I mean, it's great for construction, it's great for keeping business going, but on the farm, we like to get rid of all the bugs, and the bugs go away if the ground freezes like 3-4 feet deep and is hardly, you know, just that's the way it is. But as Victoria pointed out, things are getting very expensive with regard to petroleum products, natural gas, which has long been the cheapest, not so much anymore. Oil is going up. Look at the cost of gasoline when you're filling up your car, all of that stuff, which is part of the discussion and debate about the entire inflation, the situation we find ourselves in economically, which we'll talk about in a moment here on The Countdown. The charts for the week of October 18th to the 22nd here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Story list at number 10, the controversy surrounding Dave Chappelle. Pretty interesting, as It reflects on our politically correct, our PC cancel world. Number nine, a relationship with China. Number eight, the race relations situation, race as an issue in our country. Number eight, Colin Powell passing away is seven. Immigration reform is six. The violence, especially the Philadelphia train rape case, is number five. Facebook issues, number four. COVID, number three. So it's moving down. That shows you not as severe as it was. That is the problem with COVID, it would seem. September 6th is number two. And number one, the budget debate. Where are we going to get all the money to pay for all these programs? That's the question. And we'll have answers for you as we discuss the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, this is the official list of people who have been on top of mind, if you will, in discussions about the issues of the day. Dave Chappelle's number 10, Colin Powell number 9, Mark Zuckerberg is at 8, Dennis Prager and Dan Bongino, two talk radio people with a focus on COVID and related issues, number 7. Liz Cheney, number 6. Nancy Pelosi is 5. Donald Trump and Steve Bannon together at 4. Kyrsten Sinema is 3. Joe Manchin is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. That's the official list from Talkers Magazine. You can get it at talkers.com every week. And DJVShow.com. We have all the lists and the conversations. And also, there is a Talk Radio Countdown Show podcast you can get at TalkRadioCountdownShow.com. All right, so the number one item here, inflation, money supplies. The Fed announced a lot of changes to its rules regulating the financial activities because of the trading practices of some people in the government.
It's about time.
Yeah, it is about time.
I mean, this happens on both sides of the aisle. You know, our government officials are privy to information that the public is not. How is that not insider trading?
Hello.
It is.
Ding, ding, ding.
So finally the Fed is doing something about it.
Yeah, right. It should. It's. I mean, the corruption, this is back to, I always talk about it with regard to the budget, corruption and the things that the sweetheart deals, fraud, abuse, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But this is really abusive.
Yep.
And people don't, you know, the news media is complicit because it doesn't report on these things. The only place I saw this was in the Wall Street Journal. Did you see anywhere else? I didn't see it in the New York Times. Didn't see it in the LA Times. Didn't see it in the Boston Globe. Didn't see it in the Washington Post. Didn't see it in any of the Chicago
Tribune. I think I did see it in the Post. I saw it on Axios. Yeah, I mean, I read a lot of the financial stuff anyway, and then that tends to trickle down to CNBC and other, you know, AP news and stuff.
So you can manage your vast millions in terms of your investments?
Yeah. Yes.
Here. Right. Round of applause there for Victoria.
Thanks for the laugh.
You're welcome. Victoria and Jay with Doug here at 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to shake the tree, if you will, at 53 after the hour. This is the time when we review the top five items this week from the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here. We'll go from five to number one as usual, Victoria. And at number five, we're focused on Major League Baseball and what they may be doing to help you watch some of the local games, yeah?
Yeah, well, a lot of people have playoff fever right now, so baseball is at the top of everyone's mind. And so MLB knows
go
that
Red
people
Sox.
Want... Yeah, right? Red Sox, Dodgers, that's what I'm hoping for. So the MLB has actually had... They've had a loss, a big loss, 12% drop in people viewing their games on traditional TV. They have MLB.TV, which is a streaming service for out-of-market games, but it's not really great. And so they're talking about launching a brand new streaming service that would give you all of the games for about $10 to $20 a month.
Do they give you the audio from whatever the broadcast is? Is that what that stream is?
That would need to be worked out because, you know, every game is different and they have different announcers and rights and stuff. So they're working through all of this, but they're thinking that there is a need for a new streaming service for MLB. NHL and NBA are actually intrigued by this idea. They may eventually even join MLB on the same platform, which could launch as early as 2023, and that's great for sports fans.
Number four... the new company that's going to be building chip plants here?
Well, Micron is a memory chip maker. They supply memory chips for lots of big companies. And so they, right now, they've announced that they're going to spend $150 billion in the next 10 years. And they're building mostly chip plants. They say they're open to building more in the U.S. as long as they have some, you know, government funding for the chip industry. They want a commitment from the U.S. government. Currently, only 2% of the global capacity of chips are made in America. They used to be the bulk of the chips were made in America, but right. Now it's Taiwan, China, and Korea. So I think it would be advantageous, certainly, for the U.S. government to try to cut a deal with Micron and bring more chips back to America.
Number three, Facebook gets what it deserves again.
Facebook has agreed to pay up to $14.25 million to settle allegations that it discriminated against U.S. workers by reserving positions for temporary visa holders. Now, the Justice Department is involved in this, and this is actually the largest civil penalty and monetary award that the Civil Rights Division has ever recovered in the 35-year history of this provision. And so Facebook will pay a civil penalty of $4.75 million to the U.S., $9.5 million to the eligible victims of Facebook's alleged discrimination. And essentially, this is all about the H-1B visas. They are temporary, highly skilled workers that come from other countries. And unfortunately, a lot of the American workforce is not up to snuff, and so that's why H-1B visas are so popular in Silicon Valley.
All right, number two, the tracking of Mr. Trump.
So former President Donald Trump and his team declared Wednesday night that they would soon launch a quote-unquote media powerhouse that would help them triumph in their long-running war against big tech. However, within hours, their new social media site, which is called Truth Social, it was hacked very easily, and pranksters found a way to create a Donald J. Trump account with a defecating pig as the logo. The Truth Social had absolutely no security whatsoever. Unfortunately, people signed up for this, not a lot, but some people signed up for it, and there's literally nothing that's going to protect your data. And then the other thing is that is not really making national news yet, but they have formed this Trump social media, the Truth Social, and they have formed it as part of a larger company that's going to be a publicly traded company. Well, the CEO they chose, which is very odd, is a Chinese fellow from Wuhan. And so, very interesting that the headquarters of this new Truth Social media company is based in Wuhan. So, it's just very bizarre. I don't know why you would not want to avoid that. I mean, just the optics alone of, you know, we're still dealing with COVID, and yet they choose a CEO who has run multiple Chinese companies and based in Wuhan. It doesn't really make sense to me, but that's what happened. And so they had to pull the site down because so many people had crashed it. And essentially, they're also now being sued already by Mastodon, which is a company that writes code. And they basically are accused of stealing that code and not licensing it properly. It's kind of a mess already.
All right.
So we'll see.
The probe into the electronics firms.
So a trio of bipartisan senators sent a letter to Universal Electronics demanding that they provide details on the alleged deal they struck with Chinese authorities to transport hundreds of Uyghur workers to use as labor. So, not good.
Top five items from the world of technology this week. This is Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.